You are listening to WWER 88.1 FM here in Colonial Beach. I'm Linda Wright, and this is Porch Talk. Today I'm speaking with Tyler Nichols, a rock star. Well, rock singer. I still think you're a rock star. Guitarist and songwriter who performs live in many venues here in the Northern Neck. So, hi, Tyler. I'm so glad to be here. It's been a while, right?
We've been working on this.
Yeah. So, Tyler, where did you grow up?
I grew up right here in the Northern Neck, right here in Colonial Beach. Colonial Beach is my hometown, and I just absolutely love it here.
Well, we do too, and we love that you're here too. What kind of music did you love when you were young?
Definitely have a passion for the old classic rock songs of the 70s. I grew up listening to that music very young as a toddler, and I joke, I say I listened to this music coming out of the womb. I came out of the womb and was listening to Bob Seger. But yeah, just have a passion for those old classic rock songs.
Well, that kind of goes along with the statement that I heard about you, or I read about you, that said he has a heart for the old classic rock songs.
Absolutely.
Were you raised in a musical family?
I was. You know, it really stems off of my grandmother. My grandmother, she was actually a music teacher, and she is from exactly where you're from. She's from New York, and she did all of the big band era. So she was actually a music director, and she played many instruments, a lot of the horn instruments. And, you know, my grandfather, he was also he was involved in music. He played the guitar. So a mix between my grandmother and my grandfather, they passed their talents down to my mom. And then, of course, my mom taught me. So all through... It's three generations of music.
And how wonderful to have a woman that was so advanced in music way back then.
Oh, yes.
You know, that's fabulous. Besides the guitar, what other instruments do you like to play?
Really enjoy the piano. I love and enjoy the piano, play the saxophone, and also the harmonica. So really the four main instruments that I would say that I'm fluent in are the guitar, piano, saxophone, and harmonica. But as far as other instruments, I love dabbling, you know, with the drums and stuff. But definitely those four main instruments that I enjoy playing.
Well, I want to hear you play the harmonica because in my family, my dad played.
Is that
and
right?
When he was in World War II, he was known as the harmonica king.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I would love to hear you play the harmonica in one of your performances.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
That's awesome.
How long have you been playing the guitar?
I have been playing definitely since my youth. I would say that I first got my hands on the guitar when I was 5 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was thanks to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she jokes. As you know, I said that my grandfather played the guitar. And he loved country music. You know, he loved all of the Johnny Cash, the old time Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard. And, you know, my mom grew up listening, you know, to those country songs. And out of just pure love, when I first was able to even hold a guitar, for my grandfather, she says, the first songs you're gonna learn are, you know, your Johnny Cash, your Merle Haggard, and your Hank Williams Sr. And these are the songs that you're gonna learn for your grandfather.
Oh my God.
So I'm glad that she did, and
yeah.
I'm, you know, really just starting me off so young because ever since I picked the guitar up, I never put it down. And really just love it so much. I love music in general, just a passion for it.
It's in your body and soul, right? And in your blood. When you were growing up, I'm sure you had a lot of musical inspirations and musical influences and favorite bands. What were they?
Definitely big influences as far as a single artist. I really, really love and admire Bob Seger.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he just has just a wonderful, well, of course, just a wonderful voice, but his heart, you can tell that his music is through his heart. He just has such a great heart. He has such passion. Also love Randy Meisner, and He is the bass player for the Eagles. So these are individual artists. Mm-hmm. You know, he had that hit, Take It to the Limit, with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And to see him perform that live, it's always just stuck with me. It's one of my favorite songs, and just truly inspired how just the pure emotion that these people put into their performances. But as far as like bands, I love the Eagles. I love all the California rock, so the, the Jackson Brown, Eagles, and then love your Southern rock, the Allman Brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
It all classifies under that 70s rock, but love it all.
Such a wonderful time in music, and we still listen to that music today. This is kind of personal, but as an audience member, I noticed that a lot of the members of your group are a lot older than you. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 28.
Oh my gosh, Tyler. So accomplished in your 28. Also, you use freelance professional seasoned musicians.
Yes.
Can you tell me why?
You know, I love to look at it as an old pair of sneakers, an old pair of tennis shoes. You know, you get you an old pair of sneakers, some tennis shoes, you've broken them in, they're comfortable, they're reliable, you know that you can get from point A to point B and just be completely satisfied and not have to stress about any type of discomfort because you have, you know, your favorite pair of sneakers. Unlike going to the store and, you know, buying a brand new pair of sneakers, you know, you have to slip them in, you have to break them in. They're not really so much comfortable, and it really just boils down to, you know, these players, they've been playing all their life, and, you know, I love that 70s time period. These guys have been playing this music all of their life, and it just really makes it comfortable for me as a performer to be able to get on stage and to perform knowing that everybody is doing their job, and everybody loves and has a passion for the music, and it just makes it just a much more enjoyable time for everybody compared to maybe getting somebody my age that doesn't necessarily have the same passion as I do for the music that we're playing. But yeah, it really boils down to I love me a good old pair of tennis shoes. A good old pair of tennis shoes that's comfortable.
Now, how often do you all rehearse?
You know, we never rehearse, Lynn.
What?
We never rehearse. And it's... You know, it's the craziest thing. What I'll usually do is I'll send out a set list and an audio playlist to all of the musicians that are interested in performing. And with that being said, everybody goes home and practices on their own time, on their own schedule. And when we all get together for a live performance, the drummer, you know, clicks it off with the click track, and it just all falls into place perfectly. And it's such a wonderful and comforting feeling knowing that you have faith in these guys that truly go home and do their homework. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, works out perfectly like we've practiced. And it really just makes it just such a fun time.
How long have you all been together?
I've been performing, you know, ever since when I was younger. Even going back to playing in the churches, I was performing all the way from 8 years old. But as far as with the Tyler Nichols Band, truly just trying to push the music and actually making this become a band situation, I would say within the past 3 years, they have really tried to go forward strong with the band, with the promoting.
Oh my gosh, 3 years.
Yes.
Wow, as an audience member, I tell you, there's such... The whole group is having so much fun.
It's a blast.
It's an easy, fun evening for all of us. Such danceable music, too. I love that. You're also a songwriter, right?
I am, yes.
Does that come easy to you?
It comes extremely easy. I love songwriting, and I just enjoy coming up with lyrics and melodies. And aside from performing, you know, actually writing music, I enjoy it so much. I love to write original music. I love to write parodies of songs that have already been recorded. Any type of writing, I genuinely love to write music.
Do you have any songs that are recorded?
I do. I have my album that is recorded, and it is going to be released. We are going to set a new release date in the fall because as you know, with these summer temperatures, they've been brutal. So with this album, truly want it to be an enjoyable experience for everybody. Mm-hmm. And we're going to set a new date for the fall when it has cooler temperatures, and excited for everyone to hear my original music.
And we'll be able to listen to it on your website, TylerNicholsMusic.com.
Yes.
And I understand you also have a YouTube channel?
I do, yes.
Okay.
As far as on YouTube, you can find me as just Tyler Nichols Music.
Okay.
And then also, if you were to go to TylerNicholsMusic.com, I have my YouTube channel, Instagram, all the social media platforms.
All connected.
Yes.
Easy. Wonderful. I know you love music, and I love you. I know you play a lot of music. How do you relax these days?
I relax by watching Andy Griffith reruns. That is the perfect evening, in my opinion.
Well, besides watching Andy Griffith, do you have any other hobbies that you have besides music?
I do. I love to cook. I enjoy being outdoors. I love swimming. I love to create and just to be active. Love to remodel.
Remodel houses.
Yeah, you know, it's not something that I do professionally, but I just love to start on a project, and I love to see a beginning and an end.
Mm-hmm.
And just like with our garage out here, we're planning on renovating the upstairs, and for the majority of what I can do most of it. Of course, some things we can contract out, but really just love seeing what you can create from point A to point B.
And do you do the designing of the new space yourself?
It really depends. It just depends upon what you're remodeling and so on and so forth. Like I say, I don't do this professionally. It's just fun.
Just for fun.
And, it could be on a larger scale or it could be on a smaller scale. It's just something that's fun to do. I just love improvement. So mm-hmm. if there's any type of improvement that you can do to something, even if it's on a small scale, mm-hmm. It's still an improvement. So,
Tyler, are you in a relationship?
As of now, no. I am not in a relationship. It may be one day. I'm so focused on my career and my music, and truly just have so much invested into it. Not to say that one day that I would love to meet that special person mm-hmm. and to get married and have kids. Definitely want to do that one day. But as of now, at this point in my life, I'm not in a relationship. But maybe one day.
Okay,
maybe
girls. One day. Do you see a record deal in your future?
As of now, at this point in my career, I do not. Not to say one day, if the right opportunity came, it would have to be under certain terms and circumstances. But as of now in my career, I truly enjoy the freedom of being able to call your own shots, to be independent, to be free. And it's so much different nowadays with the internet mm-hmm. and being able to promote yourself, to promote your own music, and to be able to get your music heard and out there.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, if one day, if an opportunity came and it was just something that was just a great opportunity, I'm not going to be silly and say absolutely not.
Right.
But as of now, no, I'm not interested in a record deal.
Well, then, in looking ahead, where do you see yourself in about, let's say, 10 years?
Definitely still to be involved in music very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I love music. I think, like I say, I'm 28 now. And I hope to still be involved in music when I'm 80. I don't see music ever leaving. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be a part of my life. But as I said before, definitely interested in 10 years. I do hope to be married and to have kids. I would love that and would love to teach my kids, little Tyler Jr.,
yes.
how to play the guitar.
Yes.
And, teach him those old classic rock songs of the 70s.
Or her.
Would definitely love to just pass the tradition down and one of these days for the special woman. I just haven't met her yet.
What I see is you're following the footsteps of your grandparents.
Yes.
They continue to do music until forever, right?
Forever. It was always a part of their lives.
That's wonderful. That was looking ahead. What about looking back? What have you learned from your involvement in music and the whole gamut? What have you learned about yourself?
I've learned definitely to stay true to yourself, to stay focused on your goals. There's so many distractions nowadays that can, you know, take your attention off of what you're truly trying to aim to shoot mm-hmm. for. And definitely to be true to yourself, to have discernment, to know, to be able to make right decisions. Definitely just to be mindful of the present moment. But definitely going back just to be true to yourself, 100%.
Do you feel like you have made some major mistakes in your life that you wish you could have changed in terms of your music?
Sure. You know, I wouldn't say so. I will say that I do take each day by day, mm-hmm. and every day is a new day. And if there is things that you mess up on, and if there's decisions that, you know, you can look back on and say, well, maybe that probably wasn't the best decision. Well, tomorrow's a new day, and you are in control of your life, and you can turn it around on the snap of a finger. So I like to keep a positive attitude, to know that thinking on the positive side of things, knowing that, you know, if you do mess up in life, you just get right back on track and just keep going. Don't let your mistakes or your past weigh you down, and it does not define who you are. So, like I said, you only get one life, and you got to enjoy it, you got to make the best of it, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm hoping to be positive and happy, the same as I am now, 28, as I am when I'm 80 or 100.
And you're 28 now, right? And
yes.
You've already reached this level of understanding about yourself. I think you're going to have a good future.
Oh.
Thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure. I know we've been trying to have this interview for a while, and I thank you for sticking with me. And
I'm honored and humbled that you even wanted to interview. So this is just, I'm excited, and just thank you so much.
And let's hope we have some new listeners to WWER, and also new people in your audience who may not have experienced the joy
Absolutely.
That you and your band put out.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Tyler. And this is Linda Wright for Porch Talk.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.